To begin my Dharma message, I would like to read a letter of Renyo Shonin. Renyo Shonin was a descendant of Shinran Shonin, who was the founder of Jodo Shinshu, and he was the 8th Monshu, head priest of the Honganji, Kyoto. The letter of White Ashes is well known, but Renyo Shonin wrote many other letters and left it for us. Prior to my message, I would like to introduce one of his letters. The title of the letter is Those Lacking Wisdom in the Latter Age. Those Lacking Wisdom in the Latter Age. Laymen and laywomen in the latter age who lack wisdom should deeply rely on Amida Buddha with singleness of our heart, entrusting themselves to the Buddha single-mindedly and unwaveringly for their emancipation, without turning their thoughts to other matters. However deep and heavy their evil karma may be, Amida Tathagata unfailingly saves them. This is the essence of the 18th vow that assures our birth in the Pure Land through the Nembutsu. Once our heart is thus settled, we should say the Nembutsu, whether awake or asleep, for as long as we live, humbly and respectfully. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning again. Thank you for tuning in this morning. My name is Yuika Hasebe. I am an associate minister of Honpa Honganji Hirobetsuin in Big Island, Hilo. Thank you very much for this wonderful opportunity to be with you. Have you ever made any mistakes? Yes, of course. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. When I was a teenager, I liked one book with the title Philosophy of a Lazy Man. The author was Shusaku Endo. He was famous for the pure literature and received several prizes, but he also was famous for comedy essay. I liked his pure literatures, but I more prefer to read his light essay. One night, Endo visited one of his friends' house with other friends. They had a good time, and the night was far advanced. Then, everybody went back to their rooms to sleep. Suddenly, he heard screams from another room. It was from one of his friend's room. Next morning, Shusaku Endo asked the friend what was wrong with him last night. And the friend explained the reason to Endo. The friend said that sometime all the mistakes and failures he had experienced were flashbacks and he just couldn't hold it and couldn't stand it. So he screamed because all those memories made him embarrassed. First time I read it, I laughed a lot. But to be honest, I can understand how Endo's friend felt. At night, I took bath and prepared my bed. I jumped into my bed and sighed. Ah, it is so comfortable. How happy to go to bed. Then, I usually read the book for a while, and then turned off all lights and closed my eyes. How quiet and peaceful the moment was. But suddenly, images flashed back. The mistakes I had made in the morning or even long time ago came back to my mind. Embarrassing situation I was in, such as Someone mentioned me that I forgot to zip up my jeans, forgot to draw the eyebrow and walked around without eyebrow, or hurting other people without knowing it, and so on. And I couldn't just stand it and screamed and said, I want to forget this and that. I want to forget all of it. How embarrassing, how stupid and silly I was. I want to forget and I want to erase all my mistakes from the universe. So, the quiet and peaceful moment was far gone. One another day, I was worrying about my future at that time. I said to my mother, "Oh, Mom, you know, I still can't find a boyfriend. I am aging and worry about my marriage. Also, I like my job and don't want to fail it. Oh, I feel scared to think about my future." And then my mother said to me, "Yuika, you're so silly. You don't know what is going to be happen in the future, or do you? Yuika, you can't tell the future, and it means you're wasting your time to think too much and worry about it. If you want to succeed in your work, you just have to try your best. If you want to be married, you just keep trying to look the one. Yuika, only thing you can do right now is try your best. What else you can do right now? It is okay if you fail. It is okay if you make mistakes. Things you are worrying about are only happening in your brain." I thought that things Arthur Shusaku Endo and my mother said to me was make sense. I regretted things I did, which means I was regret the things that already happened. And I was worrying future too much. It means I was worried about the things that have not happened yet. This showed me how blind I was. But the conversation with my mother, reading Endo's book, gave me a chance to reflect on myself and taught me I was in the middle of delusion. Both past and future, how hard I think and worry about it, I can't change. Only thing I can do now is try my best at this moment. We all can learn from the past, and we all can work towards happiness for the future. But we shouldn't struggle too much with past and future. Sometime we should learn to let things go. To see and attach ourselves to the past and future too much sometimes makes us blind to the present. The present, each day, each moment are unrepeatable, and now we are fortunately living it. As the letter of Renyo Shonin mentioned, how deep and heavy our karma may be. Things we have done in our past and things we might do in the future. Amida Buddha unfailingly saves us. We let go our attachment to the past and future. Simply rely on ourselves to Buddha's deep compassion and wisdom. And live each day with gratitude and sincerity. As Renyo Shonin mentioned, let us say Nembutsu of thankfulness whether awake or asleep, as long as we live. Amida Buddha is always here for us, and Amida takes care of our past and future. We simply rely on Amida, try our best, and live each day with gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu.